Good morning. We continue Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Kalam Atkes Simen Vav, and we have digressed to explain introduction to the understanding that the concept of what marriage is, a halachic marriage, to understand the idea of the Chayalim. So, what is this chuppah that we're referring to? So, we know that Erisin is an act of giving a woman something of value. It could be a ring. It could be it could be a pruta, it could be, theoretically, he could give her, if he wants, a sefer she likes very much, because we're learning chayodim, we could talk about giving svarim. So, anything which is an act of, item of value more than a pruta is an act of, can be an act of kedushin, as long as he clarifies that that's what he's doing it for. He's using this act of giving her something to transfer the rights of exclusivity between the two of them through this act of kinyan. What is chuppah? Chuppah is the act of bringing the kala to his home. Because also we do not need to have him actually bring the kala to his home. We can do something which approximates that. It's a symbolic act of bringing her to him, and that's going to be sufficient. There's a three-way machlokes how we define what chuppah is. One is known as bedekin. Bedekin is the act of the chassan veiling the kala. And when the chassan veils the kala, he's sort of putting into a private space, which really it's between the two of them and nobody else. Even though they're amongst many people, but there's a certain privacy which has been generated between the two. So according to one opinion, that's sufficient to be the symbolic act of generating chuppah. And the second version says it's the act of bringing what we call the chuppah, where the chassan brings the kala. They come together under this canopy. The canopy is spread primarily for them, even though there's other people inside there. But the purpose of this is that there's a canopy spread over their head. It's a form of a symbolic home, symbolic space, which belongs to the chassan bringing the kala. And it is actually preferred in halacha that the chassan owns that space. He should rent the space from the hall. He can give the hall a dollar. And this is his space. He's bringing the kala to his space. There's no privacy over there. A home has privacy. This opinion says that there's no need for privacy, just the fact that it's a space which is, he's bringing her into his space, which is clearly delineated by the canopy above. That's sufficient. Some have a minhag, the minhag of the Sfaradim and the minhag of the Yekkes, is that the chassan puts a talus over the kala. Puts on the talus, then he spreads the talus over the kala. So it's akin to the concept of this veiling idea, creating a space which is, there's a certain element of bonding the two together. They're sharing the space under the talus. The third opinion says you need what's known as yichud. Now, people think of yichud, the most common understanding of yichud nowadays is that it has to be a fully private area. There can't be anybody else in there. The door has to be locked. That is a little bit of a misunderstanding. That is the opinion of the Rambam, that you need yichud or the biyah. It has to be yichud, which is fully private to the point that theoretically they could be intimate if they so desired. However, most Paiskim hold you do not need yichud or the biyah. You just need a yichud. It's their area. It's designated primarily for them. So even if somebody else would be in there, or somebody else could enter, therefore it's not an area where intimacy is possible. But since it's primarily their space, that is sufficient to fulfill the concept of yichud. So a person brings kala theoretically to his home, and they walk in and says, it's our house, but the young sister of the kala is there. It's not going to be intimate, but it's clearly he's brought her into his home. So this understanding of yichud is that is sufficient. I will digress for a moment and say the reason why the Adam are supposed to check the room. Actually, the primary purpose of checking the room is not to check to see if there's somebody else in the room, because we paskin that yichud, which is not royal biya, is valid. What they're checking for is to make sure that there's no other entrance or exit. The Eidim are going to testify that we saw that the chas and kala were together in this private area for a certain amount of time. Well, how do you know? If there's another door. Maybe the chas walked out the other side, or the kala walked out the other side. So you need to check to make sure that there's no other exit. Excuse me, getting into my one of my frustrations. The sheet of the Rambam is a chumrah that you have to be makar. Nobody else is there. Nobody else can come in. It's not the Ikar Din Mishabura in the Hilchos Shabbos, which discusses the lachos of chuppah before in regards to Shabbos, is very clear about that. You do not need yichur lebia, but you do need to check that there's no other door. People have the Rambam has come so ingrained because the Brisker, the Rabbanim were machmer to be kosher with the Rambam that the primary, what happens many eidim the main thing they search for is that nobody else is in the room and they don't check to see if there's a second door. I've been given scenarios where I've asked to miss out a kedushin, and the room that they gave me had two doors, which is an invalid room for the purpose of yichud. But there's nobody else in the room, but who cares? It doesn't help. So sometimes adding a chumrah takes away from the ikra din. People get confused at what they're looking for, and they don't know what they're trying to be mevarer. Mr. Berea is very clear. We'll clear the Be'ez Hashem in the next year. We'll continue with this along this clarification. And meanwhile, have a good